Astronauts on the International Space Station have a new companion this week.
My mission is to assist you wherever I can.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There is a long history in sci-fi of robots accompanying humans in space. From Lost in Space.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
To Data in Star Trek, who was always trying to become more human.
My growth as an artificial life form has reached an impasse.
And obviously, in sci-fi at least, it doesn't always go well for the humans.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
But before we can know whether real-life robots will help us or turn on us in space, we have to get them up there. And now, that's happening.
My mission is to assist you wherever I can, and to motivate you, no matter which task needs to be done.
This is SIMON. It's an acronym for Crew Interactive Mobile Companion. It arrived on the International Space Station on the back of a SpaceX rocket on Monday. SIMON is about the size of a soccer ball with a very low-res digital face. It's meant to float around autonomously in zero gravity and come over to help astronauts whenever they need it.
Here we go. I am your assistant in procedures and experiments. You can also use me as a mobile video or photo camera, and I can even help you to solve the magic Rubik's Cube.
SIMON is a joint project with IBM, Airbus, and the German Aerospace Center. Matthias Biniok of IBM is one of SIMON's designers. He says the robot is a showcase for IBM's artificial intelligence technology.
SIMON itself, it's a so-called technology demonstrator and will be used solely on the International Space Station. But the base technology behind it is commercially available and can be used also on other products.
But SIMON also has its roots in sci-fi.
The actual idea of SIMON is based on a comic TV show called Captain Future, and there was a little flying brain called Professor SIMON, and that's where it actually comes from.
So why a flying brain instead of a more humanoid robot? Biniok says it's a lot easier to get work done in space if your assistant is hovering right next to you.
So imagine you are an astronaut on the International Space Station and you have to do a complex task that has to do with crystallization. And right now you have to float to a laptop, you have to read a procedure, and imagine you are at one step and you have a question. Right now you have to go back to that laptop. But what if you had space companion called SIMON that you could just ask for a response?
So like Google or Siri or Alexa, floating around with space station manuals and tool recommendations and a personality.
I'm a bit tired at the moment. How about you?
But with all the concerns about automation taking jobs these days, I asked Biniok if this robotic crew member and slightly awkward buddy could ever replace a human.
An artificial intelligence should be always an assistance system. We are also normally talking about augmented intelligence instead of artificial intelligence. We don't want to create a new astronaut up there.
Right now, SIMON is scheduled to remain on the space station indefinitely, as long as it stays more like Data and doesn't turn into Hal.
Captain Future.
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. There's a whole lot going on right now, and if you're feeling like it's hard to keep up, you should check out our new Alexa skill. Just say, Alexa, make me smart, to hear new topics every day that explain what you need to know about the economy, tech, culture, and business. While you're there, don't forget to say, play Marketplace Tech.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.